Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The preacher and the teacher. Mustard and Johnson. It's Mustard and Johnson on the WEEI Sports Radio Network. Talk all things socks, pats, B's and C's right now with Mustard and Johnson on the WEEI Sports Radio Network at WEEI.com.
And it is Mustard and Johnson on this fine Saturday morning. The sun is out. Bruins are going to the finals. All is right in Boston sports for an 18th consecutive year. Red Sox did lose last night. Pretty good playoff preview, no doubt. Two teams meeting the two previous playoff seasons, splitting those. Last night, the Astros came in on an eight-game roll. They made it nine in a row by knocking off the Red Sox. Springer home run in the eighth inning. And the Celtics, of course, ponder their off-season possibilities and where Kyrie will be. All of those things happening, and here to talk about it for his third. Speaking of streaks, the Astros got a nine-game streak going. Larry Johnson's making it into the studio for a third straight outing. Congratulations, sir. Nice to have you back again.
Feeling better every week that goes by. Now, if I can just get rid of these doctor's appointments, I'll be very happy.
Oh, a couple of doctor's appointments this week?
Oh, gosh. Every time you turn around, there's another appointment. And the paperwork is just ridiculous. It really is.
Bureaucracy.
But I can't complain. You got to deal with it.
So were you irritated last night when Rick Porcello was kept in the game in the top of the eighth inning? It's a 1-1 ball game.
I think he was getting tired. And I think that, Cora is in one of those situations where Porcello comes in, he goes up with Marisnik, who doubles to deep left, and Springer gets a home run, and it's just... It's the problem that has continued to exist with this team. We haven't paid any attention to the Red Sox for the longest time, with the other teams doing so well. But the reality is, now that you start focusing on them, they've got problems with their bullpen. They really do. He's got a couple of arms that he can rely on, and then the other guys, he doesn't know what he's going to get. So. The Sale situation the other day, I don't blame him for pulling Sale out. He had all those strikeouts, but you can't risk and leave a guy in just going for a record or going for the performance, although how impressive it was. So I don't blame him for that. But I think they got a problem with the bullpen. They've known it since the beginning of the year. Problem is they don't want to spend any more money. Their farm system is nowhere near the Yankees or Houston or anybody else's for that matter. So they don't have nobody to really trade with. So I don't know what they're going to do as far as the bullpen is concerned.
Now, bullpen an issue. Even when they were winning earlier in the week, the bullpen a little shaky. That is going to continue to be a problem. But I think the Red Sox essentially now have overcome whatever ills besieged them at the beginning of the year when they were 6-7 games under .500. They're a much better ball club. They're, what, two games over, playing good baseball. Last night was disappointing. They lost the game. This is probably the best team in the American League, maybe in Major League Baseball, at least as far as the first part of the season is concerned with the Houston Astros. So losing to the Astros is certainly not a devastating occurrence. You'd like to at least win one game over the weekend. It's not going to be terrible if they got beat 2 out of 3. They've turned their season around, but as they move closer to the summer and think about, you know, where they're going to be as far as playoff positioning is concerned, you definitely have to figure out that bullpen. So I don't think a lot of Red Sox fans were leaving Fenway Park last night saying, oh my God, this is a devastating loss, shattering, we're never going to beat the Houston Astros. Well, they did that four straight after losing the series opener last year. So they know they're the defending champions. And I don't think a game in May is really going to rattle the Red Sox. But I think you're right. Over the long haul, right now, this bullpen may not be good enough to survive
and
in a postseason scenario.
And I do think you can't keep dropping these games here and there and just say, well, we're in May, so, you know, who cares? I mean, after a while, these games add up. And as you know, the Yankees are going to get better. They've been limping along with serious health problems.
And now Andujar is out for the year. I mean, every time you turn around, some Yankee is on the disabled list, injured list, what they call it now. But they're in first place now, as a matter of fact. Last night they beat the Rays, and this is the first time anybody in the American League East has been in first place since April 1st, other than Tampa Bay. So it's going to come down to Tampa Bay has the starting pitching. Yankees seem to have a lot of depth in spite of all the injuries. They're not going away. The Red Sox have far too much talent. And, you know, beginning in the beginning of the season, when they were down by, they were 6-13 at one point, I mean, it looked dreadful, and everybody was wringing their hands and predicting doom and gloom. We all knew they were going to get better. And I would say, given their very poor start, to be two games over 500 at this point in the middle of May, I don't think it's so bad at all. I think they're going to be fine.
No, I don't either, but I think if you take the starting pitching, you take the everyday lineup, and you take the bullpen, if you have one of those areas where you have some serious problems, I think that's something you should be concerned about.
Right. But you know what?
You know, it's like this. I love their starting lineup. I mean, you know, you got Betts and Martinez, and they seem like they've got a nice starting lineup. But that's not the problem. It's never been the problem. They always seem to get around the eighth inning, either leading by a run or down by a run, and then you know all hell breaks loose. And it's going to continue, Craig. I don't know how you can't look at it and see that it's going to be a problem until they fix it.
Well, the bullpen for now has not been good. As I said, over the long haul, it's going to have to get better. But this is too talented of a team. They know how to win. They have proven it. They certainly did last postseason.
Boy, are you full of cliches.
No, my point is, Larry, it's far too early, and I don't know about you. Maybe I'm a little cliche-ridden.
Well, okay. Is the bullpen a problem?
It is a minor problem for a very good team. It's not perfect in the bullpen. I mean, you'd like to be perfect in all areas on your team, but I don't think anybody at this point is saying the Red Sox are going to miss the postseason because their bullpen is going to find a way to let them down.
I don't think people are doing that,
no.
But I do think that that they're going to have to reach a point where, and get Sullivan Tyer in there or something to help fix up the bullpen.
Is this some gratuitous plug? Do you have an arrangement?
I wish it was. I am in need of an oil change soon, so, you know.
You can go see your buddy Dave down at Dave's Tire and Auto.
I haven't talked to Dave in a long time.
Well, I think it's time. I think it's time for you guys to reunite.
You go down there?
Larry, I don't live in the area anymore. You live in the same town.
Never stopped you.
Well, I have moved on. Dave did a nice job, but I have a nice new mechanic in the greater Millis area has done a nice job for me. But anyway.
So anyway,
This is why I'm cliche ridden. Because my mind, to be totally frank.
Sound like a cliche.
Okay. Is not into baseball. I have not made the transition out of the winter sports into baseball yet. And I used to be like this in the Bird era, where all I cared about was how far the Celtics were going to go. Were they going to win the Eastern Conference? They were probably going to play the Lakers for the championship round. And once all that unfolded, and that we put a close on that somewhere in early to mid-June, then I would set my sights on the Boston Red Sox.
Well, see, right about now, I'm looking over my shoulder at the Patriots draft picks. I want to see who looks good, who's running around. I know they're doing their volunteer camps, and it's like, that's where I am. I think that what has happened is the Bruins have, it's funny how you go by priority of teams, which teams are the most popular or most important. I think the Bruins have nudged themselves right up near the top. I think the people I've talked to, they've got Bruins fever, and they're really into this team. They like the way they like Bergeron, Marchand, and Pastrnak. They love the first line.
You know what they like, Larry?
Tuukka.
They like to win.
They like winning.
And you know what?
Although that last series was, oh my gosh, I was hoping Whams would pick a fight with somebody just to get some excitement.
That Canes were not terrible. Exactly a formidable opponent, I would say.
Yeah, that's not their fault.
No. But you know what happened? This is what I think, though. The Bruins have taken everybody kind of by surprise because I don't think anybody really believed at the beginning of the Stanley Cup playoffs. If we were assessing the Celtics and Bruins, which we did, and there were visions of course, the grand slam of championships for one town with the Red Sox and the Patriots, and looks like the Bruins are going to do it. The Celtics beginning in...
See, I think the Celtics and Red Sox right now are fighting for the bottom tier. I really do.
Oh, that's not true.
Why not?
Okay. The ratings, I would agree on one point. The ratings for the Bruins were much stronger
when they were the Celtics.
Yeah, but the point was the Celtics were, it seemed as if, and it was pretty obvious to the fan base, this was dysfunction junction. And they knew pretty early on, I guess maybe by game two or three of that Milwaukee series, that the Celtics didn't have what it took.
You know what it is? It's the way... The Celtics played.
Okay.
It was the way they concluded. They didn't go down with a fight.
They went down
with a whimper.
They got beat in those four games by Milwaukee by an average of 16 points. Meanwhile, you have the Bruins on a roll. And suddenly, you see Tampa go down in four games. You see the Capitals go down, the defending Stanley Cup champions.
Yeah.
And you have this wide open expressway.
Highway.
And there it is.
Yeah.
And you can drive that Bruins truck right through it.
St. Louis or San Jose?
I mean, are those worthy opponents?
Do you know your way to San Jose?
Thank you, Dionne Warwick. Maybe you can predict the winner.
Well, the problem with San Jose is if I don't know what time the damn games would start. I mean, I'm so sick of staying up past midnight for some of these games.
Well, I have good news for you, Larry Johnson.
Okay.
I just happen to have in my hand the Stanley Cup playoffs schedule. Now, you want the good news or the bad news?
Well, I'll take the bad news.
I'll tell you, the bad news is, and you probably know this already, so I'm not going to stun you with this, they will not begin the Stanley Cup finals till Memorial Day.
Ridiculous.
That's the bad news.
Yeah.
But I got good news for you, Larry Johnson.
They'll start the games earlier.
No matter where they play, be it San Jose or
St. Louis.
St. Louis. Meet me in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Okay. It's an 8 o'clock game. Well, at least the coverage on NBC or NBC Sports Network, SN, will begin at 8 o'clock.
How will they work that out at San Jose?
So they'll be playing, if the Sharks do win. And right now it's 2-2 because the Sharks lost last night, St. Louis, even that series in St. Louis. So they go to Game 5 in San Jose in a couple days. So even if it's in San Jose, they'll be facing off around 5:20 or so. But, hey, it works for us, right?
Right.
But does it seem – now, remember the last time the Bruins were in a Stanley Cup final, that was 2013 against the Hawks, which, you know, they were – the dominant team in hockey at that point. They had won several Stanley Cups in a five-year period. It doesn't appear as if, from this vantage point, especially after sweeping. Now, the Bruins did sweep going into that Stanley Cup in 2013 as well. Remember, they completely shut down the Penguins in a 4-0 sweep. They gave up two goals. They gave up an astounding, can you believe this? They gave up five goals against Carolina. So who knows what's going to happen.
Do you feel, though, that the... regardless of who they play, St. Louis or San Jose, that the league, between realignment and every other kind of concoction they've come up with, that these will be the two top teams vying for the Stanley Cup?
I don't think if you're a casual fan and you're flipping around to NBCSN, happens to be 220 on DirecTV, I don't know what it is on Verizon or Comcast.
65.
Are you going to be intrigued by a Bruins San Jose or even a Bruins St. Louis series?
If you're casual,
no. Last year, the casual fan was interested in Ovechkin finally winning
a cup. That
and
was
I wanted Ovechkin to win
that
a cup.
That was fabulous.
Yeah. And that whole Las Vegas thing last year where an expansion team went to the finals, that was kind of interesting. Yeah. I don't know what the ratings were. I cannot tell you. I don't know if – and the other thing is, and I think Ordway was talking about this yesterday, and I think it's really an interesting point. The rest of the country at this point is so envious of all the success we've had in this town. And I bet a lot of people were thrilled when the Celtics went down in flames. They certainly didn't want the Patriots to beat Kansas City and then go on to win the Super Bowl. Red Sox have become an irritant to the rest of the country as well because they've now won four.
Yeah.
The rest of the country doesn't care about the Bruins. The Bruins don't have that same animosity factor because it's hockey and it's regional. So it's not as if the rest of the country, we know the rest of the country hates us because we ain't us. They ain't us, right? We know that. And the rest of the country could care less about if the Bruins win or not.
That's legit, though.
Yeah.
It's not since the 30s have they had three teams vie for win championships. And it's too bad the Celtics that took such a drastic turn. Just terrible, because the rest of the teams have performed extremely well.
But how spoiled are we? Now we're going into the record book. A friend of mine last week said, you know, it hasn't been since the 1935 season where three teams actually won championships. It was the Tigers, it was the Lions, and it was the Red Wings. There was no NBA in those days, so I guess it couldn't have been a grand slam. It has really reached absurdly epic proportions that we have had this much success. If you think about it, ridiculous.
I'm not knocking the Bruins. I just wish the opponents, the competition was better. I mean, Carolina.
Well,
listen
to yourself.
That last game was terrible.
Listen to yourself.
We're winning. I understand that.
I just wish the opponents could give us
You're
a little bit of a
fight. You're the one that just got through saying that you wanted it, that if a neutral observer probably wouldn't be following the team as well.
No, but this is how much success we've had. It's an embarrassment of riches, as they say, that we're now hoping for more competitive series because our teams are so dominant. And that's what it's come down to. I mean, the way the Red Sox just ripped through the Yankees, Astros, and Dodgers last year was astounding. The Patriots, a little bit harder. I mean, they needed that last touchdown drive against the Rams. Who knows what would have happened? They got very fortunate with D-Ford against Kansas City.
A pathetic Super Bowl win is what you would call it.
Yeah, it was in
really
a lot of ways. And it was in a lot of ways.
But they won.
But I know this town cares about the Bruins because everywhere I go now, I see Bruins jerseys. I see Bruins banners. I see Bruins everything. Black and gold.
Tell me
ruling.
About the goaltender.
He's fantastic.
Is he as good? I heard Dale say it, that he thought Tuukka was outplaying Thomas.
Well, if you look at statistically, he is, yeah.
Yeah.
But again, I was just referencing 13.
But who were they playing? They played Vancouver.
Well, Vancouver was supposed to win that series, if you remember, and they had home ice, and they won the first two games.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the middle of
that series,
Thomas started standing on his head.
The save I remember most from Thomas was the Reebok save, where he had the stick.
Oh yeah,
and it was just an incredible.
He in hockey parlance stood on his head.
Yeah,
Tuukka's not doing it that way. He's never been a stand on his head kind of goaltender.
He's just meticulous.
He's meticulous. He's always in the right position. He does it almost casually.
Defense is playing very well in front of him.
Now again, I go back to 13. When they shut down Crosby and Malkin and all those guys in 13, they gave up two goals in that series. Played the Blackhawks, lost in six.
Mm.
They gave up five goals this time against an vastly inferior. I mean, they completely shut down the Penguins, if you remember, 6 years ago. That was surprising. It wasn't surprising what they did to the Canes. They've won seven in a row. Tuukka's been outstanding. I wonder if he'll ever, I guess he needs to win that cup. The difference, of course, was Tuukka was great in 13, didn't win the cup. Remember what happened at the end? Blackhawks scored two goals in what, 15 seconds at the Garden? Remember that in game six? And that was a little bit on Tuukka.
The other problem with Tuukka right now is this long layoff. or you know how you're a goalie and you found your niche?
Right.
And you're playing way over your head, man. You're standing on your head. You're stopping
everything.
But
he's not playing over his head.
No, he's just, he's very consistent.
Right.
He's very steady.
Right.
He's,
and we all know you don't become an icon in this town with these kind of standards, with all these championships, until you get one too. And Tuukka will never be embraced completely until he wins, no matter what he's done up to this point.
Right.
As we well know.
Right.
Right. It's all about winning.
But the first line is found its groove again. Pasternak is back with the first line, doing very well. They sat Chara out the other night.
How incredible is that? You sit the guy who's been really the face of your franchise for a decade plus, and he's a scratch for game four.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a luxury, I'll tell you. And, of course, those young, and McAvoy's been a revelation, and, you know, that young group of blue liners.
Krug. Yeah. Krug, they can lug that puck up.
Right. But you
tell you what we got to do, though, because if you remember back when we got into a big fight with...
we've never had a fight in 24 years radio station.
Oh. With the Bruins management. Remember?
Oh, just because Sweeney put you down a couple of times?
Sweeney said, that's why you're on weekends.
Yeah.
I should have said to him, and that's why you're taking the call. But in any event...
But you're not bitter about that at all.
Not at all. he's done extremely well. They are very... when you look at their team, they got a young team. And they have done extremely well. And some of the kids... are really performing, on a veterans level,
right.
You could say. They really are. I mean, they're not turning the puck over as much and taking the puck out of their own end. And they're in the power play, they've done great with the power play.
Well, when you're winning like they've been winning, and remember, they were down at one point in that series against the Blue Jackets, 2-1. They did struggle with Toronto. Another good point that was an array of good points. It's a plethora, to use one of your favorite words, of good points, of course, you hear on a regular basis on the OMF show. but they were talking about, some people were whining. I don't know if you heard about this. You know, with this new playoff schedule where you have to play within the division in the first couple of rounds. So virtually every year now, you're going to have to play Toronto probably in the first round. And the Lightning in the second round. And you would probably...
See, I want to end up with the two best
teams. Then you have to go conference.
I know.
Right. But back in the day, if you remember, when I was down on the island, you've heard me talk about this a million times, when the Islanders were dominating, and I was down there at my little 5,000-watt radio station right next to Uniondale, where the Nassau Coliseum, where the Islanders played, they would always have to play... teams in the Patrick division, just like the Bruins, this was the Middleton era, Middleton-Bourque era, would have to get out of the Adams division. Remember, they played Quebec a lot, and they played the Whalers in the first round. They'd have to get by Montreal all the time. They'd always have to come out of the division. You'd rather have them come out of the conference?
I want to end up with the two best teams.
Right. But what happened, unfortunately,
playing
was Tampa, not unfortunately for the Bruins, but unfortunately for hockey, Tampa went down in flames in
that
the first round.
That was surprising.
That was really shocking.
That was very surprising.
All right. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number.
But anyway, we'll talk about the Bruins if you want. We can talk about the Red Sox. Are you concerned at all?
I don't think anybody's concerned. I mean, they have really turned it around.
To be honest with you, I don't think anybody's been paying attention.
Good point by you. I would like to look at the ratings. I think, obviously, most people's attention has been occupied.
Wait a minute, try this again.
Because I want to make sure my subject and verb line up. I'm a tutor now, and I want to make sure subject verb agreement.
Are you tutoring now?
Yeah, I am.
You are.
Yeah. And if you're looking for a tutor, by the way,
are you ripping people off?
Not at all. I think I offer a reasonable rage.
A reasonable.
Talk much?
When did you get out the hospital?
Oh man, it sounds like I've been away for the last 2 months. 617. You give the number out. I gotta get my act together.
617-779-7937.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get you back to more of Mustard and Johnson on Sports Radio WEEI.
Pause in the pitch from Porcello. Springer hits it high in the air toward the triangle. Mookie running out of room, and it is gone. Over the Red Sox bullpen, just to the right of the triangle, into the first row. And all of a sudden, Rick Porcello, been pitching a gem, finds himself on the short end of a 2-1 score as Springer goes deep for the 17th time this year, leading the American League.
Oh, the changeup. First pitch changeup. You know, in the opposite field over the bullpen. Man, that's some serious power. We talked about how dangerous this lineup can be and how quick they can answer, and they have.
That is Sweet Lou. Jackie, Sean McDonough.
Jackie Bradley would have had it.
Jack, yeah, that's true. Well, Jackie, unfortunately, probably wasn't playing in the game.
He wasn't.
Because of his somewhat less than robust 153 batting average.
I don't know why they can't work with him with that.
Yeah, great to have Sean McDonough in the booth. Of course, Lou Merlone as well with the commentary. And Connecticut's own, the pride of UConn, George Springer, 17th home run last night. And, of course, we talked about it with Porcello coming in with a 1-0 lead. And always a tough call with this bullpen. Of course, the bullpen gave up that big 5-run lead against the Rockies a couple of nights ago. Damned if you do and damned if you don't. Probably Cora made the wrong decision last night. But in his defense, 91 pitches going into the eighth inning for Porcello. Wasn't as if his arm was tired or was showing any signs of fatigue at all. Problem was, going into that at bat, in his previous 19 at bats, Springer was 8-for-19 against Rick Porcello, and he just took a fastball right over the plate and deposited into the Red Sox bullpen. That was a shot. Red Sox do lose. They can turn it around tonight. We'll have that for you tonight at 7:15 right here on Sports Radio WEEI. Want to get to the phones?
Yeah, we can. Just quickly, we'll also add this to the menu if you choose to pick at it. Jamie Collins re-signed with the Patriots, kind of a one-year deal with all kind of perks in there, so we'll see what happens with that. Andy Hart rejoins WEEI, not rejoins, he joins WEEI. He was the Patriots weekly writer, very talented gentleman, and he'll...
He's essentially replacing Tomasi.
Yeah, he'll do writing on the site and also do some guest hosting.
Excellent.
On the lottery front, the New Orleans... franchise has won the first pick for Zion. I'm kind of disappointed. I wanted to see him go to a big market team. I really did. And so that's...
By the way, that did not work out. That lottery was not very friendly to the team in green. I'm talking about the Boston Celtics.
What did they finish?
They got 14th.
Yeah, 14th.
You know, the Sacramento Kings, the problem with that pick was the Kings were... a game or two away from actually making the playoffs.
Yeah.
And usually those teams that have the best records of all the lottery teams end up where they end up. They don't usually get the benefit of the lucky ping pong ball. So the Celtics wound up with 14. That's not a very good pick. You can't do anything with that pick.
Listen, I'm glad Danny's back behind the desk, working, healthy. I really do. They told me, doctors told me I had a mild heart attack a while ago. So, I mean,
but they can't pinpoint when it was?
No. But, so you be nice to me. Don't stress
me
out.
Man, I have to treat you with kid gloves because of that is a danger? You're going to have another one?
I'm going to have another one. I feel like I'm going to have another one in 5 minutes.
Well, we can find a replacement very easy. Don't worry about it.
But, Celtics have some patchwork to do. They really do. Right now, when you say Celtics right now, I have a bad taste in my mouth. I really do.
Here's the problem.
I don't want Kyrie back.
Okay.
My problem.
Have you run into anybody who cares about the Celtics?
No.
That says, I want Kyrie back.
Well, that's the problem. I told you, they dropped to the bottom. They've gone from the first or second most interesting, valuable team in Boston down to the bottom.
I don't think I'm I not convinced. I know. I think people care about him. I really do.
I don't think they like the way they They don't like the way they exited.
I'll tell you
this, Craig.
I'll tell you this. I'm going to a party tonight.
You are?
I am.
You're going to tell Danny?
It's my sister's birthday party. She's having a very important birthday. And
how old is your sister?
She's a few years younger than I am.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And
are you afraid to tell her age?
I'm not afraid, but she'd prefer I didn't.
Oh, stop it, will you?
Okay. So she's a couple years younger than me.
Am I invited?
You were invited to my 60th. As a matter of fact, you were the master of ceremonies and the entertainment.
Yeah, red jacket and all.
Would you like some cheese with that, ma'am?
Yeah.
Anyway.
So in other words, I'm not invited.
You are invited. You're welcome
Why
to come.
Why am I just hearing of this?
We probably just overlooked it on the list.
The invitation got lost.
Yeah. But my point is, I'm going to go down there in Connecticut, and not one person will be talking about the Bruins. Well, one person will. I have a friend who's a Bruins fan, so one person will. Everybody else, all my friends, are totally obsessed with what's happening with the Celtics. All the people I talk to care about that.
With the Bruins, I salute them. I commend them. Tuukka's 12-5. I love the first line. I love what Don Sweeney has done. He might get executive of the year. I like what they've done.
Right. But
it's hard to sit here and break it down.
Right.
It's not, you know.
But my point is, I'm not trying to take anything away from the Bruins. I just think that because they went down in flames, I keep on using that metaphor, doesn't mean people, they're still angry, okay? And I think the intrigue surrounding Kyrie, most people don't want him around, but it makes the next month and a half very interesting. Now, here's the problem with the lottery, Larry. There were a lot of ramifications, as far as I'm concerned, for the Celtics. The fact that the Lakers got the fourth pick, not good for the Celtics, if you want to get Davis. The fact that Memphis got the second pick, not good for the Celtics. Even the Knicks getting the third pick isn't good for the Celtics.
Right.
Because they can use those picks in deals to get Davis, if you want to see Davis here. Do you want to see Davis here?
I do.
Okay, but Davis may want to come only under one condition. Kyrie stays.
Yeah.
Do you really want to see Kyrie here another year? Are you going to be able to put up with
Kyrie
that?
Kyrie is I don't trust him. I don't know what I'm going to get.
Right.
I really don't.
Right. Is he, as we said last week, and it's been brought up by more than just
if he has a bad moment,
right.
and you're stuck with him for 5 years.
Does he have a David Price in him? That's the point.
Yeah, that's a good point.
The difference was that he won before, but he wasn't given the credit for it. David Price, you could make a case, and he should have won the World Series MVP. He's almost, not single-handedly, but he was a big reason why the Red Sox had so much success in the postseason last year. So Kyrie can redeem himself, a la David Price. Because remember, the year before, how was David Price viewed in this town the year before?
Oh, they couldn't stand him.
Couldn't wait to get him out of here. John Lackey, same thing, before 2013. Couldn't wait to get him out of here. They both delivered. They both redeemed themselves. I don't want to see Kyrie back. I think most people don't. But the here's the problem, though, if you bring in AD. What do you have to give up for him? You're going to have to give up
Tatum,
maybe, and Brown, and maybe Smart. You really want to give up all that for a guy that's basically gone to the playoffs a couple times in his career?
I don't, but I don't know what kind of team I have right now. I don't know what kind of team. I don't know what kind of player Tatum really is or Brown really is.
Okay.
Well, we'll throw this on the table as well.
No, but you're Danny right now,
yes.
And you're recovering from a heart attack. You can empathize.
I certainly can.
Yeah, in the true sense of the word, you have true empathy because you've gone through it too.
Yep.
Okay. You're looking at this roster. You're anticipating July 1st. You're trying to ponder what is the future of the Celtics. Is it with Kyrie? Is it without? Okay. You're putting this team together for 2019, 2020. Wow, 2020. That is scary. And does it include Kyrie? Probably does. Does it also include AD? Are you going to take a gamble that AD
stays.
Will come here in a trade and stay after the year?
After 1 year, he can get out of here.
Right. And how is David Griffin handling all this, the newly installed GM down in New Orleans? He used to be LeBron's GM in Cleveland, won a championship with him in 2016. How serious are the Lakers? Are they going to deal with the Lakers? I think it's pretty fascinating. So you might say the Celtics are down at the bottom of the
list.
I'm
talking about popularity.
Yeah, I still think they're not appreciated right now, and they're not, quote, popular, but I think people are very concerned about them.
And let's go to the phones and see what
we can't because it's time to take another break.
Oh, you got more breaks than a mafia movie.
617-779-7937. I am a stickler for clock management, Larry Johnson.
Goodfellas.
Exactly. You like Goodfellas? You've seen it lately?
Here's an arm.
Here's a leg. How about a breast?
Aren't they coming out with a new movie?
Yeah, called The Irishman.
Yeah.
Scorsese directing, and you're going to have Pacino, Pesci, and De Niro.
That's all you need.
But I'm worried maybe it's like too laden with stars. Sometimes when you have too many stars, it becomes like an all-star game and not a very good movie.
Why don't they let Pesci do his...
Pesci hasn't been around in ages.
I know it.
I haven't seen him in a long time.
He's probably too old to beat up people.
He's not a Ute anymore, I can tell you that. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We're going to take a break and then get to your calls. It's Mustard and Johnson on Sports Radio WEEI.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
If the Boston Celtics came to you right now, and they said to you, we bringing everybody back, same team, it's going to be exactly the way it was this past year, do you want to stay in Boston?
No, I might have to go. I might have to go. You know, I put up with a lot this year. So I said what I said after the season. I think we all know that. I'm not trying to step into that again.
They really stepped into it, all right.
I'm out of here.
That was Terry Rozier with Stephen A. and the First Take Gang on Tuesday. If you're Terry Rozier, you're a restricted free agent. You could sign with the Celtics, or you could go elsewhere. Wouldn't you try to make yourself look as marketable and appealing as possible?
Yes.
Was that appearance marketable or appealing in any shape, way, or form?
Sounds like he was going to sleep. I can barely hear him.
But the big reveal, of course, was the worst day of his career was the day that Kyrie promised, remember that the Celtic fan base at the beginning of the year, that he was going to stay for as long as his contract, if you want me. And Terry Rozier admitted that was the worst day of his life because he knows he's not going to get the PT as long as Kyrie is on this team. But you got to be able to present it. Listen, I guess we want it both ways in the media. We want them to be honest. We don't want them to give us the Crash Davis cliches. Yet at the same, but when they are honest and they're telling you exactly how they feel, we say maybe that's not the best route to take, but it was not a red letter day for Terry Rozier, to say the least. Let's get to the phone. 617-779-7937. Our man from Framingham. It's Andy. You're next on Sports Radio, Andy. Hello, Andy. Oh, Andy.
Andy.
We put Andy on hold or maybe bring him up somehow or another? I think we have him
God
on.
God knows he's been waiting long enough.
Where is John when we need him? Andy, want to put you on hold? And let me put him on hold. We'll try John in Malden. John, you're next on Sports Radio WEEI. John? All right, we're going to put John on hold, too. We have some technical difficulties here. Going back to my point, do you want Rozier back?
I want you to fix the phones.
That's what I
want you to do.
I'm totally helpless. I'm totally helpless. John is seemingly cut out of the studio, so we're not going to be able to fix that. And when we figure it out.
Where's Mark? Will they see you when we need him?
Yeah, by the way, I have been this little suggestion via email. Did you get the same suggestion?
I think it's a suggestion. I got threatened.
Mark with a C, the man, the myth, the legend, the king of all Boston media. Today at 1 o'clock, drum roll, please. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, are you ready for this?
Mike Lynch?
Not Mike Lynch.
He said he was...
Mike Lynch is going to be on?
He said he was going to get him on.
Okay, Mike Lynch, that would be a nice coup.
Greg Dickerson?
Greg Dickerson. I would love to hear Greg Dickerson on the radio again, but that's not going to be the case. But at 1 o'clock this afternoon, Mark is going to break down the Bruins' power play, penalty killing, first line, second line, third line, blue line play, all with Barry Melrose.
Wow.
Hockey analyst par excellence.
He's good.
From ESPN. So that's going to happen at 1 o'clock.
Mark He's good.
Mark's coming in here at 11 o'clock. And I guess now, Mark, they're dropping like flies for poor Mark James. Dickerson no longer on the station. Evan Drellick had his swan song last week. He's headed to, I guess, was it the Athletic down in New York?
Yes.
So
I'm happy for him.
We're going to get Mark James... Just pure, unadulterated, unqualified.
Unfiltered.
Unfiltered Mark James all by himself.
There's 3 hours of filth.
No, it's 4 hours.
Four.
They only give us two, but they're gonna let Mark James do a solo gig for
4 hours of filth.
For 4 hours. Four action packed hours.
Did you fix the phones yet?
I am working on the phones.
You think I'm sitting here for another hour with no phones? You're crazy.
No. We all set? We don't know. Okay. 617.
Hey, I'll get...
Okay, John's going to look.
I'll get sick again.
See, John, I'm just going like this, right? That's what I'm supposed to do. Andy, are you there? Nope, he's not there. So
I'll get sick again.
Not on my end. We do have a new call screen computer. Maybe there's a few
bugs.
I'll
go back to rehab.
Would you please?
Yeah, I remember.
Okay. All right, I think we got it. I think we got it now.
Hello?
We figured it out.
Hello?
All right.
Andy, I apologize.
Andy, are you dressed yet?
I'm surviving.
You're surviving. How you doing?
I'm doing well, guys.
By the way, that was a great Joe from Saugus.
Joe from Saugus. The infamous Joe.
Whatever happened to
left
Joe.
Yeah, hey, thanks for holding since yesterday.
Yeah, I think I'm retired now. Officially.
No, go ahead. Hey. Listen, we'll give you all the time you want.
No,
Hurry up.
Listen, you got John waiting. He was talking about the Yankees being in first place. I know that. Hey, listen, you got to give the props to the Bruins. I mean, they really own the city now.
Score!
No, really. You got to give... Tuca's the man. I mean, he's everything they thought he was going to be at this moment. And the kid I love is this kid, Connor Clifton. He's a freight train on ice.
Well,
are you with me?
I'm right here. We're totally captivated.
There's something wrong with the phones.
No,
again.
We're totally captivated.
I do want to talk about Irving and the Celtics, if I may.
Please do.
Irving.
Irving, listen, on this thing with Kyrie, you know, they have three other guys on his team I think could be go-to guys. I don't know if you would agree with me. Obviously, Brown, Tatum, Hayward is healthy. And I think Irving's game just is not transferred to the rest of the team. And they would probably be better off addition by subtraction. And I've got a scenario I'd like to throw out to you. But before that, you were talking about getting Davis. Now, all three of the great centers in the NBA are sitting home watching the playoffs on TV right now. So the need for a center in the NBA
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Now, technically, I guess the kid in Milwaukee is a power forward, but he's a center.
He can play God center.
He's a center.
Well, he's a combo. Yeah. He can be. He's like LeBron.
Yeah, he's just Giannis. He's just
a
player.
You know, on this with the Celtics and the Bucks, maybe, listen, they were just not good enough going against this Milwaukee team.
Oh, stop it. You mean it? You can't put up a better effort than that?
Well, the effort is another issue. But here's my scenario, and I like to throw it out to you. One, it can't be Rozier because he's suffering from Kyrie envy. I think you need to move him. I would let Irving go. I would try to.
Hold on. How does that make any sense? If you want to get rid of Rozier and Kyrie,
let me finish my scenario.
Okay, I'm sorry, Andy.
Well, that's all
you're
right.
On a roll. I should have known.
Well, here it is, though. No, I would go to New Orleans and I would take my 14th pick and Rozier. And I would get the most underrated point guard in the NBA, Rue Holiday. That would make that team that much better.
Yeah, people who in the know that Holiday is a very good player.
And he would add to this team by subtracting the other guy. When Kyrie was in Cleveland, he was playing with 2.5 men. He had LeBron and he had Kevin Love. There was no center there. He could be the number two guy. Now you've got three guys here. You add Holiday, the mix is much better.
Yep, makes sense to me. Thanks for the call.
See you later, guys.
All right, 617. Holly's a very good player, but Danny just has a lot of decisions to make, and I know that you probably saw the article, Larry.
Well, the first one he has to make is he has to sit down with Kyrie and find out what's going on in this guy's head. Is this the same guy he talked to 6 months ago?
Now, he is much more confident and more optimistic. Not only will they re-sign Kyrie, that Kyrie will get his act together. They really believe, I mean, they're very much at odds with the fan base. Again, I implore you out there in Radio Land who's listening to this program right now, and I haven't heard, I don't know, maybe it's anecdotal. I'm sure you must have heard a few people say, I think we should keep Kyrie. I'm not hearing a lot of that, Larry.
Well, the argument for keeping him is if he walks, you don't get anything.
True.
That's the most solid argument that you can make.
And all of that asset building that Danny has been doing with draft picks and everything else goes by the wayside. And that's why, if you look at what happened in the lottery, with Sacramento at 14, Memphis getting the second, now that pick in 2021 that's not protected doesn't look as good anymore. Maybe that's not a great bargaining chip. This whole thing looked so good for the Celtics at the beginning of the year. Hayward was coming back. Kyrie wasn't injured. He was going to be healthy. The kids were continuing to develop. Tatum had such a good rookie year last year. All the parts were there. On paper, this was going to be a great year, and the future looked bright. You can't say that anymore. 617-779-7937. Hour number one is done. We still have an extra hour to go. More of your telephone calls coming up as we continue on Sports Radio WEEI.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.